Hi there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. Thank you so much for walking through the book of Nehemiah with me. Again, as I've said before, this is one of my favorite books, and so it's been really fun to read it with you and just kind of glean the amazing leadership principles that Nehemiah demonstrated in this book. All right, so we are slugging our way through Nehemiah 7, and we're finally going to finish it today with all the names and numbers. It's Nehemiah 7, verses 61 through the end, which is 73. In the New Revised Standard Version of the Bible, this is what it says. The following were those who came up from Tel Melah, Tel Harsha, Cherub, Adam, and Immer, but they could not prove their ancestral houses or their descent, whether they belonged to Israel, to the descendants of Deliah, Tobiah, Nekoda, 642. Also of the priests, the descendants of Hobiah of Hakoz of Barzillai, who had married one of the daughters of Barzillai the Gileadite and was called by their name. These sought their registration among those enrolled in the genealogies, but it was not found there, so they were excluded from the priesthood as unclean. The governor told them that they were not to partake of the most holy food until a priest with Urim and Thummim should come. The whole assembly together was 42,360, besides their male and female slaves, of whom there were 7,337. And they had 245 singers, male and female. They had 736 horses, 245 mules, 435 camels, and 6,720 donkeys. Now, some of the heads of ancestral houses contributed to the work. The governor gave to the treasury 1,000 derricks of gold, 50 basins, and 530 priestly robes. And some of the heads of ancestral houses gave into the building fund 20,000 derricks of gold and 2,200 minas of silver. And what the rest of the people gave was 20,000 derricks of gold, 2,000 minas of silver, and 67 priestly robes. So the priests, the Levites, the gatekeepers, the singers, some of the people, the temple servants, and all Israel settled in their towns. When the seventh month came, the people of Israel being settled in their towns, and so then it's going to go on to chapter 8. It's like it got cut off. The translators cut off this verse, and so we'll hear the rest of that tomorrow in Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 1. So mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, thank you for this opportunity to pray for my friends and to pray for those who just need to know that you're with them. I love that word, Emmanuel, God with us. You are with your people, and that is comforting. It's necessary, and it brings me a lot of hope, especially when I'm trying to navigate life, and sometimes I feel alone, but the truth is I'm not. And so, Lord, thank you for being with us. Lord, thank you that there were singers as a part of this group of Israelites who returned from exile. And wow, even reading about how many or how few, I would be better to say how few there were, it reminds me yet still that you often choose a remnant to do amazing things. You choose the least, the last, the broken, those who don't seem like anything at all. You use those people to display your power. And so, Lord, today we feel last and lost, and we feel broken, and we just ask, because of your Spirit within us, that you would display your power in us. When we come to you with our needs and we surrender our hearts and our lives and our joys and our fears and our children and our parents and our relationships and our friendships and our churches, all of those things, when we surrender them to you, you take all of that. You receive it as an offering. And you're still with us, even though you know all the things that we struggle with, you're still walking alongside us. You're still our King, our God, our Savior, our Forgiver, our Father, the one we need the most. Lord, forgive us for chasing after things that seem like idols. When we think that, well, I'll be happy if these things happen. I'll be happy if this relationship is reconciled. I'll be happy if I have this amount of money. But Lord, the truth is, we all only just need you. You are our creator. You've created us for yourself. And when we find you, we find everything. We love you for that, and we thank you for your everlasting presence. And like the singers of Israel, we choose to sing to you today to praise you for all the things that you've done, because you are good. You are good. You are good. Thank you so much. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Hey, thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Today's podcast is brought to you by Lainita Smith, and she has written a book called Curtain Call, a Memoir. And I've talked about this before on Pray Every Day, and I'm just really grateful to be able to share this with you. Now, she and her husband live as happy empty nesters in the Pacific Northwest, which is where I'm from, so that makes me happy. And when she's not writing or editing, you can find her down at the local coffee shop, gabbing with her friends, teaching Bible study, or snuggled up with a good book. That sounds really great. So she wrote this memoir about her own experience of kind of coming to the end of herself and realizing and just kind of asking that question, God, how much is too much? Like, I've had so much pain from my life. I can't bear my story anymore. And the Lord said to her, will you trust me with your story? And so Curtain Call, a Memoir, is her working that out. I had the privilege of endorsing it, and it is a beautiful book. And so you can go to LainitaSmith.com to get a free chapter of it if you'd like to peruse it. That's LynetaSmith.com, and click on freebies. Lainita, thank you so much for sponsoring Pray Every Day.